This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Did somebody try to obstruct the government's investigation into classified documents at former President Trump's Florida estate? Overnight, the Justice Department filed a court document detailing some of its findings. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
In a court filing, the department says classified documents were likely concealed and removed from a Mar-a-Lago storage room as part of a bid to obstruct the investigation. It says some classified papers were stashed in the ex-president's office, despite Trump lawyers saying earlier all the papers taken from the White House were in the storage room. They were among more than 100 classified records found. The filing includes a picture of some with colored cover sheets indicating their classified status.
Jackson, Mississippi's continuing water crisis means there's not enough safe water to drink, shower, or even flush toilets. Now Washington's promising to help. The AP's Julie Walker.
President Biden approved an emergency declaration for Mississippi, surging federal assistance to the region. Flooding from last week's storms exacerbated long-standing problems at Jackson's main water treatment plant. The city had already been under a boil water notice for a month. The state has been giving out free water with people waiting in long lines. The governor also says they will hire additional contractors for the water treatment plant.
The South Carolina House has approved a bill that outlaws abortion except in cases of pregnancies caused by rape or incest. One more routine vote before it goes to the state Senate. Ford is recalling thousands of vehicles because the rear-view camera lens can get cloudy. The recall includes some F-250, 350, and 450 trucks, as well as the Lincoln Continental, all from the 2017 through 2020 model years. This is AP News. We're not the only ones dealing with high prices. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has this.
Inflation in the European countries using the euro currency has hit another record in August, fueled by soaring energy prices, mainly driven by Russia's war in Ukraine. According to the latest figures released by the EU agency Eurostat, annual inflation in the eurozone's 19 countries rose to 9.1%, up from 8.9% in July. Inflation's at the highest levels since record-keeping for the euro began in 1997. In the eurozone, energy prices surged 38.3%, though the rate was slightly lower than the previous month, while food prices rose at a faster pace of 10.6%. Prices are also rising in many other countries as Russia's war in Ukraine grinds on. Charles de Ledesma, London.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.